John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Welcome, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone.
Yep, you're not John.
We are not John. John is stuck in the hilly country, hilly, curvy country up by Charles City, and he has to drive to the church to get internet to do the show, and he was just concerned.
He just wanted to sleep in.
I know.
I don't buy that for a minute.
I know. When he called me last night at 8:30, I'm like, yeah, sure. So, and then he was like, you'll do it, really?
It's I'm a good like, morning to sleep in.
Yeah. Well, I think there are a lot of kids sleeping in.
Well, I don't know about that. That's the day that the kids all get up early.
That's right.
Because they're so excited that there's no school. I don't know about you, but my kids always got up early. I never had trouble getting them out of bed when there was no school.
Yeah, we've been trying to keep track. The Des Moines schools have now closed. We haven't heard from West Des Moines, though, have we?
No.
No. So I think most of the Catholic schools are closed, but
we haven't. Not St. Pius.
Oh, not St. Pius?
Not
okay.
Yet.
So, folks, you need to make sure you're tracking with what's happening at your local school to see if you are indeed closed or delayed. But whatever the case, be safe and careful as you're out there walking. If it gets icy and driving, we want to keep all those kiddos and all of our friends safe during this.
Yep, the weather
this
is settling
again, storm
in.
Storm season.
It's coming.
Yep. Well, we're excited to be broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Or maybe you're streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com or tuning in on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Very cool things.
Yep.
Yeah. And can't we say now, hey, Jimmy, can't we say like, hey, Siri or somebody, listen to us on Iowa Catholic Radio?
Alexa?
Alexa.
Alexa, play Iowa Catholic Radio.
Ah, okay.
And well, across Des Moines.
They're sisters, right? Alexa and Siri.
And Siri.
They're stepsisters.
I think so. It is Tuesday, January 22nd. And, you know, the Holy Spirit always puts together interesting shows for us.
Yeah, provides, always.
That's right. Well, our first guest is Dennis Ogden. He is a convert, and he's going to be one of the speakers at the Catholic Culture Series coming up. So we're going to talk with him about that. But, you know, it's that understanding and that conversion to the faith because of the Eucharist. Then Greg Wazinski, our best friend, will be joining us at 7:45. And, you know, he's celebrating 10 years of Let Me Be Ministries. And again, he has a lot of converts because of his ministry. And then my guest today at 10 o'clock is Bill Sheridan, who is my high school speech teacher, who was Catholic, left, and reverted back. And I'm like, everything we're talking about today is converting and reverting to the Catholic faith.
It's Reversion Tuesday, people.
We have a new theme. So, and I don't know what Mark Amadeo is going to revert to, but he'll be here with news and sports.
Probably his old ways.
Probably. He has not made a New Year's resolution, so.
He'll have our news and sports.
Yes.
And we'll have the saint of the day.
Yep.
It's going to be a great show this morning, so don't miss a beat.
And before we go any further, Mary Sue, would you lead us in our morning prayer?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us.
Amen. Let's check in with our buddy Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Mark, it has been forever.
Well, Happy New Year to my two older sisters substituting for John this morning. Good morning.
He has not made a New Year's resolution.
I have.
What?
I really have.
You are
pray more and sin less.
Oh, that's rich.
and not throw your sisters under the bus.
Never. Oh, never do that. At least not. Well, let's see, there's an hour show, at least not more than 10 minutes of the show.
Okay.
Mark, have you ever heard the saying that you're supposed to respect your elders?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that. That'll be next year's resolution.
Write that down. Put that in your notes.
Respect Elders 2020.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Mark, I want to know what you think about the Super Bowl matchup between the Rams and the Saints. Or no, between the Chiefs and the Saints.
No, not the Chiefs. Yeah,
the Chiefs and the Saints. That's the Super Bowl matchup.
Yeah, sorry, it's New England.
And, what? The Saints got robbed. Yeah, that's just not right.
Yeah, my son's a big Rams fan, so he's been happy. I've seen all that stuff. And, of course, New England's been there forever. I mean, they keep coming back. They just won't go away.
Yeah.
And what are they? They're playing New England's playing their third straight year in the Super Bowl, and they've been to the championship game 9 straight times. So that's just amazing.
It's interesting because so many people don't like the Patriots for a variety of reasons. Yet I saw some report last night that they that broadcast of that game had more viewers than Carter has pills, I think, or whatever that old saying is. You know, and it's like, is that because they wanted
You're dating yourself,
I know.
Gene.
I don't even know who Carter is. So.
Well, apparently he has some pills.
Has pills.
Yeah.
I'll write that one down, too. I haven't used that in
Maybe they wanted
years.
To watch the Patriots lose. That's why they tuned in.
Most tuned in game. You're right, Gene. The AFC Championship game Sunday night down in at Kansas City. A very cold night. I know a lot of folks that went to that game. They got tickets, and it was cold. But what an exciting finish! And
it was.
You know, the Patriots just keep doing. They are the team to beat. They're the most experienced team going to the Super Bowl. And I just want to enjoy the game and the commercials. That's kind of what I get into since my teams are out. So
I don't know if you guys saw the. The video of Drew Brees after the game, after the stands were all cleared out, and his kids were out on the field, and they were playing out on the field, and he was playing with them. You know, no reporters were really around. This was just a video that somebody posted.
No, I didn't see that.
And I'm like, you know, here he's, you know, just lost the, you know, one of the biggest games of his career, and his priority is to play with his kids. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is, and then he's been that way his whole career. Yep. Just a class act and a good family man, good father, and we see a lot of that. We see a lot of the negative because that's the news report. There's a lot of positive, and that's one of them. So,
hey, what do you have for us today, Mark?
Yeah, is that why you're here? Because we got weather, and Mary Sue.
Yeah.
You're our standby co-host. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Well, we have a couple schools not reporting. Johnston, Waukee, Urbandale, Ankeny, and West Des Moines are all school is on right now for those folks, and everybody else it's been canceled due to the freezing drizzle that's going to be approaching, or it is approaching right now, and we're going to have snow later on today. So be
Saint
mindful.
Saint Pius
of that.
Just
so,
announced that they're closed.
Okay, I know that. Does that make most of the parochial schools? I know they're all individual as far as when they close and when they stay open.
I think so. St. Francis is still on a two-hour delay, but the rest of them, as far as I can tell, are closed.
Including Dowling?
I thought
Dowling is closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Dowling and Eunola. Norwalk was the first to close this morning. They closed about 5:20, and everybody else started falling through. Carlisle, Norwalk closed. Indianola, Dowling, Des Moines, all closed for schools today. So I thought St. Francis came across the screen as closed. I have to check that here. But they got notification, hopefully. And let's get right to it from the Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently in Des Moines, we do have a winter storm warning going on here in central Iowa. And the freezing drizzle, light snow right now, 26 degrees, a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. And some of that freezing drizzle is freezing on contact. That's why a lot of the schools have closed. And today we'll see that wintry mix changing over to snow. Today's high in central Iowa, 30 degrees. We'll start out with east winds switching to the north at 15 to over 25 miles per hour. Tonight, snow likely. We could see 4 to 6 inch totals here in central Iowa. Overnight low of 11 degrees. Northwest winds at 15 to over 25 miles per hour overnight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and drying off. A high of 20 degrees. On Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 15. And on Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 12 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, Iowa's unemployment rate remained at a national low of 2.4% in December. Iowa's workforce development reported last week that the rate didn't change as the number of unemployed residents remained at an estimated 40,000 here in the state of Iowa. The number of residents with jobs rose slightly to over 1.6 million here in the state of Iowa. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night in men's college basketball in the Big 12, first place on the line. And number 9, Kansas, defeated number 24, Iowa State, 80-76 down in Kansas as Kansas moved into first place. Yesterday in NBA G League basketball, Texas defeated the Iowa Wolves 119-118 down in Frisco, Texas. And yesterday right here in Des Moines, AHL hockey, Iowa Wild defeated Rockford by the score of 4-1 at Wells Fargo Arena. Today there is no Dowling varsity sports or activities scheduled now due to the weather. The Maroons were slated to host Des Moines East tonight in high school girls and boys basketball, and those activities have been canceled due to the weather. Our next high school basketball broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio will be this Friday night. Ankeny Centennial at Dowling will go on the air at 6 o'clock in the Dowling Gym as Dowling hosts Ankeny Centennial this Friday night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, a winter storm warning in effect, freezing drizzle, light snow, 26 degrees, and today we'll see a wintry mix changing over to snow later on this afternoon, a high of 30 degrees. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
At Bell Construction, Dean personally comes to the home or job to give a bid for your roofing needs. With his clients, he chooses a date that works for you. When the job is finished, Dean, who owns Bell Construction, will personally inspect your home or job site to ensure the highest quality of work. Dean's been in the roofing business for 30 years, and you can reach him at 515-963-4494.
Now, I just got back from the March for Life.
March of Life.
March of Life. Obviously, I have not
recuperated. You were on the bus a long time.
Yes. Well, and we ended up leaving on Saturday morning because of the storm that they had. Pennsylvania actually closed the interstate for commercial and buses.
Right. I heard that. So when were you supposed to leave to come home?
We were supposed to leave Saturday afternoon and get back Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So it's about a 20-hour trip.
Okay.
20-hour trip.
That's a long time on a bus.
It took us 28.
Oh, wonderful.
So we left at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning and got back at 11. That would be 20.
Did you cross the international timeline?
Multiple times, yes. But, you know, there were a couple of things that really stuck out to me. I mean, the march was amazing, you know, 650,000, 700,000 people.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I mean, you know, smush everybody together in your pew and now walk forward to communion at the same time. Yeah, that's kind of the sense of it.
I'm getting a vision of March of the Penguins in my head.
Exactly.
I don't know why.
And then all of a sudden your best friend is like 20 feet in front of you and it's like, how did they get up there? I have to get through all these people. But it was a peaceful, wonderful march. Lots of fun, chants that you would just join in with someone else. You know, someone would be praying the rosary that would be coming by you. You would join in, you know, with the three or four Hail Marys or the decade that you might be with them. And the testimonies from the Silent No More folks. And that's the ministry of folks who have been encouraged to tell their story of an abortion that they had and the regrets that they have and how that has impacted their life. And it was moving. You know, some of these, there was a line of people to tell their story, their witness. And some of them, you know, they're in their 40s or 50s, and it's the first time they've spoken publicly about this. And, you know, you hear the tears. You couldn't see them necessarily, but you could hear them. And really the healing that went on for them and how impactful for the kids to hear those stories and for adults to hear those stories.
Absolutely.
But there was one at the rally prior to the Mass on Friday morning. There was the gal from Africa whose name I cannot pronounce, not Immaculate Ilamagiza. The one who, Uju, who is always on Teresa Tamio's show. And she coined a phrase, life begins at conception, no exception. And it's, you know, I love those little rhyming things. And it's like, life does begin at conception. No exception.
Well, and one of the things that I heard multiple times throughout the last few days is that, and John talked about this on the radio show a few days ago, is science is definitely on our side, you know, and, and young people get that because they, you know, the young people want facts.
Yes.
And so, you know, science is on the side of life. You know, it it has been proven and... you know, I think that speaks so loudly to young people today.
Yeah. So. And it was also powerful on the bus coming back. Everyone on the bus was encouraged to come forward to the microphone to share how it impacted them and to have almost every single one of the young kids come forward to talk about their commitment to life and how much it impacted them and what part impacted them. You know, I don't know if I would have had the courage to do that in front of my peers when I was 14, 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook that a friend of ours, Roxanne Riesberg, and her daughter Alexis went.
On my bus.
And were they on your bus?
Yes,
they were. I saw a picture of Alexis sitting at the front of the bus with a microphone.
Yes.
I was like, that's, you know, it just made me so proud of her. She's just such a beautiful young woman. And
yes.
I was so happy for her that she had that opportunity.
Yes, and we had a chance to visit.
She and her mom got to do that together. They've gone before.
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up is Dennis Ogden. He's our 7:15 guest. And he's a convert to the faith. And he's going to talk about how his studies have led him to a greater understanding of the Eucharist.
And coming up on Friday, February 8th at noon, Man Up is going to have a Man Up West Power Lunch at St. Francis of Assisi. You can enjoy a free lunch provided by Chick-fil-A and find out about virtue, masculinity, and narrative with Bo Bonner from The Uncommon Good. You can register for this at iowacatholicradio.com.
Very, very cool. Hey, your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:16.
R&R Realty is owned by a local Catholic family that partners with Iowa Catholic Radio in many ways. Brett Bosworth sits on Iowa Catholic Radio's board of directors as vice president. They're solving your commercial real estate needs by establishing long-term relationships built on trust, exceptional customer service, and added value. You can find them online at rrrealty.com.
Rock Valley Physical Therapy, dedicated to your health and well-being. Serving patient needs to making better lives, we have outstanding outpatient physical therapy, occupational hand therapy, and sports medicine rehabilitation. Rock Valley offers unprecedented one-on-one care. With 7 convenient locations in the Des Moines Metro to the Southwest Iowa area, we serve the entire diocese. For more information, rockvalleypt.com or 515-221-1621. Rock Valley Physical Therapy, making better lives.
Hi, this is Marty McDonald with McDonald Imaging Solutions. It's been my joy to support Iowa Catholic Radio's new event tents and the Pope on a Stick fan used at the Iowa State Fair. McDonald Imaging Solutions, building brands, attracting new customers. McDonaldImagingSolutions.com.
To be the best at something, you have to stay focused on what you do best every day. At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we are your residential experts. Frankly, if we spent all of our time on new construction projects, we wouldn't be as skilled or available to work on your home projects. But we are ready for you, and we know residential plumbing, heating, and cooling. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard, and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Hey, friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake. ConfluenceBrewing.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance to qualified families so they can send their kids to our Catholic schools. Great tax benefits for donors and great education for our kids. Online, ctoiowa.org.
You are the anchor for my soul. You won't let go. You won't let go.
Well, welcome in, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. This is Gene Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone.
Yeah, we're happy to be filling in for John. He's ran into a little bit of a snag this morning. He's didn't have internet access at his hotel.
And right. So he has to go over to the church, and the church is on hills and curves, or he's still in his jammies.
I was going
to
say, or he's just sleeping in.
Yeah. So yeah, at 8:30 or whatever that was last night.
Either way, Gene and I like to spend the morning together and
That's
have
right.
coffee. So.
That's right.
Welcome to our coffee talk.
That's right. We're excited to have our coffee talk with you this morning, broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio. And we'd love to hear from you on whatever the topic. If you know about any school closings, we heard that St. Francis is still on a two-hour delay. So text us if you find out that they have closed. You know, we love to hear from our listeners throughout the show. And since you're not going anywhere today, it's a great day to text us at 515-223-1150.
Coming up in the second half hour, Greg Wazinski will be with us. We're always happy when Greg joins us. It's 7:45. He's a Catholic speaker and author, and he's celebrating 10 years of the Let Me Be Ministries.
And joining us now is Dennis Ogden. Dennis has practiced law in Des Moines for over 30 years, and he's a convert to the Catholic faith. He's going to be a speaker at the next Catholic Culture Lecture Series. And Dennis, I know your daughter-in-law so well, Dawn, so it's nice to actually visit with you. Good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your journey into the Catholic faith, if you would.
Well, that's a really long story, and I'll try to make it as short as I can. But, you know, it really started with my sons. They went to a college in Michigan where they were challenged to consider the Catholic faith, and not surprisingly, they found it to be something that they wanted very much. And that was a little bit of a surprise to my wife and I, who were leaders in the Protestant church.
Oopsie daisy.
It especially hit my wife, Wendy, very hard. You know, I had not really grown up with the Catholic faith. I didn't know a lot about it. It seemed good to me that my sons were following Christ in one way or another. And so it was not a giant problem for me, but my wife was very concerned. She grew up in a Baptist tradition, and so, you know, she had heard a lot of bad things about the Catholic faith, and that caused her to spend a couple of years trying to convince my sons that they were wrong, and turned out, as she studied it and was looking at it more carefully, that she became a Catholic as well.
So did she convert before you did?
Yes, she did. And in the meantime, my dad became a Catholic, who, and that shocked me as well because, you know, my dad had no interest in religion when I was young. And I was baptized in the Evangelical United Brethren Church in a place called Van Horn, Iowa.
Wow.
And that was when I was 2 and a half. And the reason that happened was because my dad dropped me down the stairs one day. And my mom thought, well, you know, I better get this kid baptized if his dad's going to drop him down the stairs.
Oh, so, wow.
You know, that's kind of how I came into the faith and became an evangelical Protestant when I was 16. And, you know, on that journey, seeing what happened with my son, seeing what happened with my wife, I had to take a look at it. And obviously, as I did that, I realized that I needed to become a Catholic as well.
What was it about the Catholic faith ultimately that kind of tipped the scales for you, Dennis?
Well, I think for me, you know, I have always wanted and have been looking for, you know, that faith that is true and goes back to the days of Jesus Christ and what he was teaching his disciples. And you know, as I looked into it and really understood what the faith was like back in the first century, as best as we can know that today, it became clear to me that the Catholics really have an understanding of that, and that the faith that is practiced by Catholics is the true faith.
So you've got this Catholic culture series now that's going, the diocese does, and you're going to be their speaker at January 26th at St. Augustine at 7 p.m. Get all those facts down there. Tell us a little bit about your presentation and how your journey is going to fit into this conversation.
Well, what I'm going to be talking about on Saturday is a very interesting set of things that I've found out about the Holy Eucharist. As I studied that, obviously that's a point of contention between Protestants and mm-hmm. Catholics. And I began to try to understand that better. And what I found out was that not only was the Holy Eucharist something that was instituted by Christ and that he intended to have his real presence in the Eucharist, but also that it was a fulfillment of many things that the first century Jews were looking for in a Messiah. Some of the examples of that I'll be talking about are the institution of a new Passover and the new Exodus that they were looking for at that time. Also, the Jews were looking for a new and more eternal manna from heaven. And the last thing they were looking for was the reinstitution of the temple and the bread of the presence, and bringing that back into their worship. And all of those things are found in the Eucharist.
And you gleaned this all from your studying of Old Testament, and yeah, I'm thinking, okay, I've read Scripture multiple times. This is pretty good. Why should Catholics study that first century Jewish expectations of the Messiah? Why?
Well, I think that the reason for doing that is because you can begin to see, in addition to the way we look at it, when you one of my favorite books is in the Bible is the book of Hebrews, and Hebrews is a book of the Bible that talks about how Jesus was a better sacrifice and was a better priest and was better in every way, and I think what we begin to see when we study the first century Jews and what they were looking for is they were looking for something better, something more eternal. Because if you look at the Passover, for example, you know, in the Passover, God established a family bond by means of a blood covenant. And these things were symbolic and were to be shared between Israel and God. But what the first century Jews were looking for was something more like the Lord's Supper, and that established an eternal covenant. And so when Jesus brought about his communion in the church, I call it communion partly because I'm a Protestant, but mm-hmm. when the people gathered to eat his flesh and drink his blood, he had declared a new covenant that was greater than the old covenant. And that was something that the first century Jews were really looking for. So studying what mm-hmm. those guys were after, I think, helps us to deepen our understanding of the meaning of the Eucharist.
Well, and it is a mystery. I mean, this is not something we can gain all the intellectual knowledge that we can, but it is still perpetually a mystery. And I think we as Catholics need to do as much as that. Of that gaining of intellectual knowledge as we can to help foster a deeper faith. And folks, you can do that this Saturday, 7 p.m., St. Augustine. This Catholic Culture Series has been wonderful. This Saturday, January 26th, Dennis Ogden is the speaker this time. Come for some refreshments and enjoy some camaraderie and then a great talk about this Old Testament and the Eucharist and how it can really help us grow in our faith. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless.
Thank you.
Coming up is your saint of the day. Golden Rule PHC has residential plumbing services in Des Moines. You have a clogged drain, or how about a checkup? They're vital for everyday convenience and comfort, and you'll only want to trust plumbers with the experience necessary to ensure an excellent job each time. You can find them online at goldenrulephc.com or call them at 888-203-5401.
Well, let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. The Pharisees are so detached from following the spirit of the law that they deny Jesus' disciples the necessity of basic sustenance. God's law recognizes and accommodates basic human needs. He doesn't expect us to forego these things to honor him. After all, he created both our bodies and souls. Do we treat the Sabbath obligation as a man-made rule, or do we consider it a gift from the Lord, an opportunity to respond to his command, "Do this in memory of me"?
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding.
Welcome in, everyone, with John Leonetti in the morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone, with the Jean and Mary Sue coffee chat this morning.
Welcome. And we've got all your school closings.
We do.
And delays.
Yes.
So St. Francis is still on a two-hour delay, no right. morning preschool.
Right.
But the schools in the area that are closed that we know of so far are Christ the King, St. Joe's, Dowling Catholic, Holy Family, Holy Trinity, St. Anthony, St. Augustine, St. Pius, and St. Teresa's. We have not heard anything from St. Luke's, St. Pat's in Perry, or Sacred Heart. So, sorry, kids, St. Yeah. Luke's, St. Pat's, and Sacred Heart. You're going to school today.
Yeah. Well, we're broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio. And I'm so blessed that you join us and that you are a part of the things that happen here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and that you help us every time, you know, we have a carathon. We have one coming up the end of February. Always grateful for your prayers and your financial support.
And we are broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up studio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM, or streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And Alexa.
Oh, I love our best friend Alexa.
That's right. And now we encourage you to text us at 515-223-1150. We have coming up here at 7:45, Greg Wozinski is a Catholic speaker and author celebrating 10 years. What courage it takes to say, "I'm going to give up a regular job and I'm going to go out and do the Lord's work." It's what
that
we're called to do.
That's a true leap of faith.
Yeah. And your saint of the day, we'll have that just around the corner.
Mark Amadeo will have your news and sports and the weather from Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa.
Mary Sue, would you lead us in our morning offering?
I'd love to. God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of our Lord and the Church, pray for us.
Amen. Let's check in with Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, Mark, we've read all the school closings, so what do you have?
Just a little bit of a sports update, and I want to congratulate you, Gene, for 28 hours on a bus. Now, the longest I've been on a charter bus was 13 hours down to Rome, Georgia for Grandview's national championship in football 5 years ago. But 28 hours on a bus, you've got to have some tips.
Yeah, well, if I knew how to sleep on a bus, I would share them all, but that did not happen, so... Yeah,
that is awesome.
Yeah, but you know, my suggestion for those that don't ever go on the March for Life, and this is for every parish in our diocese and around the world, is that during the actual time of the march, you set up Eucharistic adoration and you cover every hour. So if it's 5 or 6 hours, you have 5 or 6 hours of Eucharistic adoration to pray for life, to pray for those that are on the march, and that you will be with them in spirit and with the Holy Spirit. So that's my suggestion to all of you out there. You know, if you're not going to go on the March for Life, have that set up at your parish.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And good words. Gene, I love that. And Mary Sue, you got the call too. Mr. Leonetti couldn't find internet service up in northern Iowa, and
yeah, that's what
he's
on think.
Some icy hill, and he wouldn't climb up with his you know, little spiked shoes that he could have worn and walked up the hill. But that's okay. We both do this morning.
I was just sitting on the couch, minding my own business, watching the Iowa State game.
And then I text you, and you're like, night? "You're kidding." Nope.
How'd that go, Mary Sue, last night watching that game?
That was a great game, really. That was a really exciting game to watch, and they were in it right till the very end.
Yes, they were.
They didn't win.
They got out of it.
No, they ended up losing, but they put up a heck of a fight, and they're right up there.
We got done with basketball practice last night on the way home, listening to the game. They were up at halftime, Iowa State was, leading at halftime by 5, and then that all ended in the second half. And
I think
they
led almost the entire game right up until the end, and Kansas just started to close in on them, and you know how that goes.
Yep.
Yeah, that big run there by Kansas, but then Iowa State came back and tied, and then it was nip and tuck the rest of the way, and then Kansas eked out the victory. But what a game it was. And
it was.
There's, like, as Randy Peterson said this morning, the Des Moines Register sports writer for Iowa State, he said there's 11 more conference games left. And I said they can all be that exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And they will very possibly see Kansas again in the Big 12 championship. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, hey, thanks for sitting in for John this morning, and Happy New Year to you both. It's hard to believe 22 days into January, and I'm saying Happy New Year to
both
of you.
I know. Well,
this is your first time on since the New Year,
it
New
is.
Year, correct?
Yeah, we were talking Advent the last time we were on, so how time flies.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get right to it. You mentioned all the school closings, folks. The best way to if you have a school that you're involved with, make sure you check before you go. A lot of them are on delay. A lot of them are now closed. Southeast Polk went from 2 hours late to close, along with Dowling and Des Moines, just to name a few. So be mindful of that this morning as a freezing rain has moved in and schools have decided to close instead of delay. Currently in Des Moines, we have a winter storm warning, and from the Channel 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, we'll see freezing drizzle and turn into light snow later on today, but right now 26 degrees in the greater Des Moines area. Southeast winds at 9 miles per hour, and that freezing drizzle is freezing on contact, and today we'll see that wintry mix of freezing rain and sleet and snow, and that'll turn to snow later on today. Today's high 30 degrees. East winds will switch to the north at 15 to over 25 miles per hour here in central Iowa. Tonight, snow likely. Snow totals now have been increased to 4 to 6 inches here in central Iowa overnight. Overnight low of 11 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, it'll dry off, a high of 20 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 15, and Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 12 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, Iowa's unemployment rate remained at a national low of 2.4% in December. Iowa Workforce Develop reported last week that the rate didn't change as the number of unemployed residents remained at an estimated 40,600. The number of residents with jobs rose slightly to over 1.6 million here in the state of Iowa. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, as I was visiting with Gene and Mary Sue, the Big 12 game had Kansas hosting Iowa State down in Manhattan, Kansas, and it was Kansas, ranked number 9, defeating Iowa State 80-76. Cyclones were ranked 24th coming into this week's poll, as Kansas now alone or atop at first place in a three-way tie in their conference. Yesterday in NBA G League basketball, Texas defeated the Iowa Wolves 119-118 down in Frisco, Texas. And yesterday, right here in Des Moines, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild defeated Rockford by the score of 4-1 at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities, as the high school basketball game tonight between Dowling and East has been postponed due to Dowling and Des Moines schools being closed today. Our next high school girls and boys basketball doubleheader will be this Friday night. Ankeny at Dowling will be on the air at 6 o'clock with the pregame show. Girls game gets underway at 6:15 and the boys game at 7:45. So join us this Friday night. Ankeny Centennial at Dowling, and we'll be on the air at 6 o'clock right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell. Currently in Des Moines, a winter storm warning in effect. Freezing drizzle and 26 degrees here in central Iowa. And today we'll see that wintry mix change to snow later on today. 4 to 6 inches of snow predicted overnight with a high of 30 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Hey, coming up today at 10 is Straight Talk, and so all of you that are going to be home today and maybe haven't caught my show, I invite you to join today. Bill Sheridan, who is a great guy, he was my speech teacher in high school. Of course, I thought he was ancient at that time, and he's only a few years older than I am. He's going to share a very personal journey about how he left the Catholic Church and how he came back, and we're really going to get into the whys and the hows and what brought him back, because we all have someone in our families who have left, and maybe his journey will help us, you know, invite them back into the church. So very much looking forward to that at 10 a.m. today.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
God made his suffering bearable, and he converted his torturers.
Ha ha ha. Isn't
that very dramatic?
I know. Well, St. Vincent, and he was a deacon from Spain in the time of the Roman Empire. So the Romans ruled Spain in the decrees against the clergy, and then a year later, the decrees against the laity were enforced. You know, Christianity was not allowed. So Vincent and his bishop, St. Valerius, were captured because of their Christianity. Now, Valerius was exiled, which was a blessing for him, but Vincent was tortured to try to make him renounce his faith. However, each new attempt made Vincent, making Vincent suffer was unsuccessful. In fact, the more horrific the torture, the more the emperor seemed to fall apart. And he was so frustrated because the torture was failing that he ordered the torturers beaten. So if you can't do your job, I'm going to beat you. So the emperor suggested a compromise of allowing Vincent to keep his faith, but burn the Bible and that Vincent had with him. But he refused to do that. And so the torture on the gridiron continued. The prisoner remained courageous, the torturer himself losing control. Vincent was thrown into a filthy prison cell and then converted the jailer. The emperor wept in rage. I mean, I just find that fascinating. But strangely enough, for some reason, he ordered the prisoner, Vincent, to be given some rest. And when he was laid on a comfy bed, he passed away.
Wow.
So we ask St. Vincent to pray for us.
A big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day. Stephen practices real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. And you can reach him at 515-224-1776.
Hey, coming up is Greg Wazinski. He is a Catholic speaker and author celebrating 10 years of his ministry, Let Me Be Ministries. They have a big gala coming up. He's recording his TV show this morning, and he's even going to take time out for us.
Also coming up is the Ladies Mosaic Luncheon on Thursday, February 21st at St. Augustine at 11:30. You can enjoy a complimentary lunch with your friends and listen to an engaging talk by international speaker and author John Pridmore. You can register online at iowacatholicradio.com.
And we want to thank Plaza Dental Group for sponsoring John Leonetti in the morning.
That's right. From Invisalign and 6-month smiles to sleep apnea and headache therapy, their highly experienced team of dentists follow a comprehensive approach to give extensive care to every new and returning patient. Find them online at dmsmiles.com.
And here's your Diocesan Minute.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, January 22nd. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Priests of the diocese are gathering today in Atlantic for a discussion on schools. They'll focus on the diocesan-wide strategic planning process for our Catholic schools. Emmaus House is offering a 2-part workshop on dreams and spiritual growth, which starts January 31st. During this workshop, you'll explore the symbolic language of dreams, learn how God communicates through dreams, and how they can help you grow in deeper relationship with God. Learn more at theemmaushouse.org. That's theemmaushouse.org. The Catholic Charities Emergency Family Shelter is always in need of meal providers, as well as providers of yogurt, string cheese, and protein items for a nighttime snack. If interested, contact Ashley at 282-1235 to schedule a donation or provide a meal. That's 282-1235. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, providing commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. 515-222-4860. Joe at tworiversglass.com.
St. Vincent de Paul's assists those living in poverty to become self-sufficient. Learn more at svdpsm.org or call 515-282-8327. This message brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Welcome in, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sulon. We're filling in for John, where he's sleeping in somewhere. Hey, we're broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio.
We want to give a big thanks to Blessman International for sponsoring John Leonetti in the Morning. Every year, Blessman International leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. In fact, they're on their way home right now from one of their trips.
They are.
Deacon Tony Valdez and Maddie Maher We're on that trip, and I'm sure they'll have a lot to share in the coming days. And there's another one coming up in August that John will lead, so stay tuned for information about that if you want to take part. You can learn more and sign up at blessmaninternational.org.
And it's my pleasure. Mary Sue, I know you thought you were my best friend.
I know. I was told otherwise, though.
Yes. Well, Greg Wazinski is my best friend. He is always my go-to guy. If I'm subbing for John and John doesn't have any guests lined up, I'm like, well, I want to talk to my best friend, Greg Wazinski. Good morning, Greg.
And I love talking to you. How are you today?
I'm great. I literally texted that to John last night. I'm like, there's no 7:45. I'm not going to pretend to talk about something for 10 minutes. I need to guess. Would you contact Greg? And then I texted him secondarily saying, and he's my best friend. So, thank you.
You should just text me directly next time because we don't need a middleman.
Okay.
Because I might ignore his text, but I don't need yours.
I didn't know that he had, I thought he had pull, but I have more pull than John Leonetti. Well, and I understand that you are recording your TV show later this morning, and you still said yes.
I am, yeah. We have two guests coming this morning. We're shooting our February and March episodes this morning, and Yeah, so I'm just getting ready to do that. As a matter of fact, you don't see, but they're going to put some makeup on me soon. So, yeah, you get the radio face, Greg. That's what you get.
Well, radio faces are don't underestimate those. They're great.
Well, if you wondered what Mary Sue and I look like, I'm very similar to Julia Roberts. And who are you very similar to?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's great.
So we want to be the first to congratulate you on 10 years. Tomorrow is your 10-year anniversary of Let Me Be Ministries. Wow.
Yeah, I don't even know how I got here, but I'll tell you what. I gave up my life in the corporate business world a little over 10 years ago, and January 23rd, 2009, we did our first presentation as Let Me Be Ministries, and God has just continued to work in amazing ways, and we're going strong, doing more things than I ever thought we would do, and celebrating 10 years tomorrow.
I mean, what courage it takes. I mean, when the gospel says, give up everything you have and come follow me, I'm like, well, yeah, but God wants me to do that with my full-time job.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I did end up coming to work for the church, so, you know, it is close, but
that takes a lot of guts.
It takes a lot of guts. So impressive.
You know, and it's an interesting call that God has placed, especially for lay ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's really changed in the last 10 years, but when I used to say that if I didn't wake up and think that I was crazy, then there was something wrong. And, you know, I kind of think that the disciples would have felt the same way. Like, I left everything behind to follow this guy. And I'm not exactly sure. I know he's the Christ, but I'm not sure what it means for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that so many different days where I'm just like, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because the world doesn't understand me. The church doesn't always understand lay ministry. I'm kind of on this island. Like, what do you want me to do? And he says, just glorify me, and I promise I'll take care of the rest.
Well, you know, just the reading this last Sunday was about, the second reading was about your gifts, and the Holy Spirit gives each one of you gifts. But I'm thinking a 10-year ministry, it's like, okay, your gifts 10 years ago, you may have been targeting a younger audience. Well, yeah. Are you still targeting the younger audience and you're 10 years older? I mean, you have to have a set of skills that says, I can evaluate and plan and change and be attuned to whoever my new audience might be. I mean, that's whole
a great
skill
point.
Set. Yeah.
It's a great point for all of us in the way that we live our lives, because I was very successful in business in my early 20s. I lost everything I owned in my early 30s. And now here I am in my mid 40s and doing this ministry. But I'll tell you, it is, you transform along the way. I'm now married 24 years. I now have a 19-year-old and a soon-to-be 17-year-old. I mean, everything has changed in those 10 years, and I've even gone from speaking solely to youth to about 4 or 5 years ago, we transformed into doing men's conferences and family presentations. And I know that we need to reach all. Let me back up just 1 second. That one day I was really sad that 300 people showed up for a parish mission. and it bothered me only because when I got done, they had 8,000 parishioners. And I said there was 7,700 other people I didn't reach.
Mm-hmm.
And a priest friend of mine reminded me of the beauty of planting seeds in the 300. However, it made me think about ministry differently. And that's why we're doing so much video and audio now, because we have to try to provide resources for people that aren't even setting foot inside the church building.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as we're trying to help those grow in faith formation that are present, we want to be able to offer something that you could share with a son who's fallen away, or a brother who doesn't attend church, or just a friend who's struggling in their marriage, to say, listen to this and let it just change your heart.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we really focus so much on numbers. We love to crunch those numbers, yeah, and throw those statistics out there, but you know, the passion and faith that you can instill and that drive that you can instill in a few people, sometimes that can be more impactful, because then that 300 are taking that and they're impacting, you know, they're each impacting someone out, mm-hmm, there. And isn't that really what Jesus had intended for all of us?
Well, yeah. And
otherwise, he
would
have picked 7,700 disciples.
Yeah, and my spiritual director said to me the other day, he said, God told me a long time ago, it's your job to plant the seeds, and it's my job to till the harvest. That's not your business. Do your job, plant the seeds, and I'll take care of the rest.
Wow.
So that really kind of gives me goosebumps as I'm saying it right now, because that is the truth of what we do. And, you know, as individuals listening to the station and people thinking about, you know, how do I serve Christ, you have every ability to change the world today with planting seeds in that one or two people as much as we do reaching thousands. And don't ever forget that. And it starts by loving your family.
Now, we have just a minute left, Greg. Can you believe
yes.
it? And I know that you end up getting people to revert or convert to the Catholic faith. And for those of us that have children who we want them to revert back to the Catholic faith, how do you do it? Three easy steps. I want them.
Three easy steps. Well, I'm going to give you a conversation real quick.
Okay.
My son is 19 years old. We were talking the other night while he was on at home from college on break. And I said, Nathan, how do I reach people your age? And how do I talk to a generation of young adults that have fallen away from the church? And he said to me this, and this comes from the mouth of a 19-year-old male. He said, Dad, you can tell anybody anything you want, and as long as they think that you believe in them and that you connect with them, they will listen to you. He said, they may not even like it in the minute, but when they really sit back and they think about that you love them enough to care about them and give them this opportunity of faith, it will grow with them over time. And I won't even give you three steps. I'm just going to say, love your children where they're at. Just keep being the image of Christ to them, and let God be God, that he will protect them because of your faithfulness and your prayer. And one day, as long as we love them into it, they'll return.
Perfect.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Greg, where can our listeners find all of the good stuff you have?
Well, you can go to faithandreallife.com. That is going to give you everything that you need. If you'd like to support us through a donation, you can do it there, or see any of the videos, audio, and resources that we have available.
Got it. Thank you. And God bless you. You have another 10, 20, 30 years of successful ministry.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, and you are my best friend. So don't you let anybody tell you any difference. I love you guys. You guys take care.
Thanks, Greg. Right,
you can pray with us throughout the day, beginning with Read the Bible at 5, followed by the Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary at 5:30 and 9:30, and evenings at 9:30. Pray the Angelus with us at 6 a.m. and the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 p.m.
We thank you all for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. We operate out of your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers. And as you think of our upcoming Carathon, consider how you can financially support Iowa Catholic Radio. Mary Sue, would you offer a blessing for our listeners?
God, our Father, we ask you to be with us today. Remind us always that we are your hands and feet in this world as we walk with you. We pray this through Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Make it a great Tuesday, everyone. For Mary Sue Lone, I'm Jean Wells. Thanks to our producer, Jimmy Olson. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream hath died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness rise.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.